As Guy said, if there's war in Iraq, Turkey hopes to do all it can to keep separatist Kurds from declaring an independent state in Iraq, fearing that an uprising there could cause Turkey's Kurds to assert themselves. But commentator Trudy Rubin says letting Turkey have its way in northern Iraq could compromise America's reason for going to war in the first place.
One of the Bush team's selling points for an Iraq war is that it would liberate the Iraqi people from repression. But the administration is about to make a deal that could subject many Iraqis to a new repression, the occupation of northern Iraq by Turkish troops. How can this be? U.S. officials are desperate to get permission to base American ground troops in Turkey. The Turkish government is reluctant and has demanded a very high price, and not just in dollars. The Turks want to send tens of thousands of troops into northern Iraq, home to 4 million or so Iraqi Kurds. The Turks say they want to prevent another mass influx of Kurdish refugees, as happened during the Gulf War, but that isn't the whole story. What the Turks really want is to prevent Iraqi Kurds from establishing an independent state that might inspire Turkey's Kurds to try the same. The Turks are angry that Iraqi Kurds have established their own regional government under U.S. protection since the Gulf War. The Kurds have pledged to remain part of Iraq within a new federal system after Saddam is ousted, but the Turks don't trust those pledges. So Turkey wants to use its own troops to control Iraqi Kurdistan. Once tens of thousands of Turkish troops have entered, who will ever make them leave? During the week I just spent in northern Iraq, everyone was fearful of Turkish occupation. The people of Iraqi Kurdistan are more scared of a Turkish incursion than of Saddam's troops, says Nasreen Sadiq, the Harvard-educated minister of reconstruction in western Kurdistan. U.S. officials have told the Kurds that the Turks will stay in designated areas, but Turkish officials say their forces won't serve under U.S. command. If so, who will control the Turks? What makes U.S. acquiescence to Turkish demands so bizarre is that they threaten basic American interests. If Turkey takes a chunk of northern Iraq, Iran is likely to try the same in the south of the country. Iraq could then become a proxy battlefield for its neighbors, just what America is trying to avoid. Equally dangerous, the arrival of Turkish troops could spark clashes between two U.S. allies, Turks and Kurds, with American troops caught in between. The Turks may use the excuse of protecting an ethnic Turkic minority, the Turkmen, to send troops into the oil-rich region of Kirkuk. The issue is so explosive that the United States plans to send its own forces into Kirkuk to keep it neutral. Kurdish leaders have pledged to keep their fighters out of Kirkuk, but if Turkish troops move in that direction, all bets are off. Letting Turkish troops enter northern Iraq is a prescription for disaster. That it's even being considered signals disarray in U.S. planning for the aftermath of war.
The comments of Trudy Rubin, foreign affairs columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer.